Can you talk a little bit about some of the other chemotherapeutic agents and regimens that you're commonly utilizing in the metastatic setting? And again, what you tell patients to expect?
Well, it depends, again, if we use a single agent or a doublet. And that really depends upon how the patient presents. If a patient presents with minimal symptoms or the progression is picked up either through tumor markers and then going to CAT scans and the patient really is asymptomatic, certainly if they're ER positive, we would try a hormonal route. If they need a chemotherapy, the ideal, I think, would be to go the single agent route. That's better some ways because you are not increasing toxicity by adding another drug. You can also tell which of the drugs work. And by sequencing, you can stay on a drug and get the most bang out of it you can and then move on to another drug. However, if someone comes in and they're very symptomatic, let's say a woman comes in with widespread liver metastasis, you really want to get a quick response. And for that patient, we would tend to put them on a doublet. And some of the drugs we use, certainly Taxol, Xeloda, we've used Navalbine, Gemzar. We have a woman now who has progressive disease, and she is being retreated after years with Cytoxan Adriamycin again. And she's getting Zinocard support, but she's on something like her 13th cycle, and she is doing great. So it really depends on the person, and it depends on how they present, how significant their symptoms are, but I think it also depends on what their comorbidities are at the time you're going to choose another drug.